Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Previously on Queen of the Con.
All right, it's quite great to meet you. I'm Will Thomas, Creative Design. Good to see you.
Good morning, everyone.
While in New York, Danielle Miller pleads no contest over Zoom to one-third degree felony identity theft charge for her Sarasota bank scam. She then boards a plane and flies from New York to Florida, checks in to the local Ritz-Carlton, and shows up bright and early the next morning to be sentenced by a Florida judge.
Any objection to the legal accuracy of this motion?
Yes, I believe that there's a couple things that are not correct or fine.
Danielle's attorney, however, throws a wrench into what's supposed to be a pretty straightforward sentencing hearing by objecting to nearly every piece of evidence in a case that his client already pled no contest to.
Object to this line of questioning. I don't understand how this is relevant.
He's also trying to get the judge to believe this Danielle Miller in his courtroom right now is not the same Danielle Miller who was convicted in that New York spa case 3 years ago.
Looking at a document, people in the state of New York be Danielle Miller. Name is spelt the same way. Still looking for anything like a date of birth, social security number, something that can identify we're talking about the same person.
Oh, and by the way, according to her attorney, all the cell phones confiscated from that Jaguar Danielle Miller was driving while she was scamming bank after bank after bank are not hers.
Object, which phone is that?
Eventually, the prosecutor has just about as much as he can take and pushes back hard.
The state is actually going to ask that this sentencing be continued.
So Danielle Miller has to spend the weekend in Sarasota, Florida, so she can attend part two of the sentencing hearing early next week. But then, out of nowhere, Mother Nature throws her a lifeline.
It's going to be a major hurricane approaching our coast. The center is 230 miles south of Sarasota.
Hurricane Ian seems to be helping Danielle Miller at this point.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We'll be right back.
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con, The Rich Girl, Episode 7, Pack Your Shit and Move.
Tonight, entire buildings swept away. Families trapped by floodwaters. Monstrous Hurricane Ian now lashing the Florida Peninsula.
Hurricane Ian makes landfall in Fort Myers, Florida on September 28, 2022. Sarasota, 76 miles to the north, is spared at the very last minute. As is Danielle Miller. Her Sarasota sentencing hearing is postponed indefinitely because everyone's in hurricane mode, battening down the hatches, and the courts are closed. So Danielle boards a plane and flies back to her Manhattan apartment and resumes her life. But I'm discovering her living situation in the Big Apple that she portrays on social media as glamorous and exciting is actually anything but.
The headline is con artist Danielle Miller, who flaunted lavish lifestyle, facing new reality and needs a roommate.
Zachary Cusin is reading an article he wrote. He's the real estate editor for the New York Post.
I had never heard of Danielle Miller.
But he is a hip millennial with an appreciation for the unusual.
I cover residential real estate in New York City, and I have a real preference for quirky, kind of not your typical real estate stories.
And what goes down in February of 2022 is not your typical real estate story. First, a bizarre social media post surfaces in a New York City Facebook group where roommates offer up places to live in the hopes of finding other roommates to move in with them. But this post is different because it mentions the prospect of con artist Danielle Miller being one of the roommates you'd share the apartment with.
How did the story come across your desk?
It came across thanks to a Facebook sleuth who seems to belong to one of many Facebook housing groups that seek to connect local New Yorkers in need of a new place to live with actual apartments that are looking for new roommates. And around the time that we received the screenshots of the post, which detailed the fact that Danielle Miller lives there and also detailed what she's accused of, that post was deleted at the time that we received the screenshots.
Zachary publishes excerpts from that now infamous roommate wanted ad in the New York Post in his February 15th article.
It's a very, very New York City situation.
According to Zachary's piece, an actress named Julia Cornell is one of three roommates living in a Greenwich Village apartment. She's moving out and is looking for someone to replace her as a roommate. The rent, $1,200 a month. She then goes into oddly exquisite detail about the other two roommates who, as it turns out, are Danielle Miller and a guy named Brett Joseph. Julia's Facebook post says, quote,
"Both roommates live in the basement but have full access to the living room and kitchen area. Brett works as a promoter and sleeps until 5 p.m. but tends to have guests over until 3 to 4 a.m. Danielle is currently on house arrest for identity theft and financial fraud. She keeps to herself downstairs."
Usually when I poke around these sites, these housing ads tend to say there are two roommates, the roommates aren't named, or there's one roommate, there's a roommate who works nights, or we're people who have cats and we're looking for a new roommate who also has a cat. This got into some unexpected detail.
How crazy is that, though? Like, they're looking for a roommate, and they're just going to put all the dirty laundry in the ad. Oh, yeah, you're going to share it with Danielle Miller, who's under house arrest awaiting trial.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to talk to the person who posted that ad about it.
And thank them.
Yeah, but she would not talk to me for this story. And I would want to ask, you know, why did you get into that detail? Like, it's surprising. And that's another element of this story as to why a seemingly routine Facebook housing ad would get into the detail in just one sentence. That, and in that one sentence, a lot was said. Why you would put that online.
I think it speaks to our current culture of oversharing, right? Talk about an overshare. They're putting in the ad, oh yeah, one roommate's a music promoter, the other is a woman accused of multiple felonies under house arrest. If you don't mind the ankle bracelet.
The questions still remain. Is it honest advertising? Was it revenge to a degree?
I think whoever posted showed some kind of anger or frustration with the life she's living, rooming with a convict, because she's been convicted of other crimes.
This is a human interest story that has to do with New York City housing. And it gives an impression that there is this great democratizing force in New York City rental housing, that you can come from any walk of life, you can do anything, you could be accused of identity theft and wire fraud, and you will still live in an apartment that needs a roommate. So that to me kind of hit all the boxes that made me think, yeah, this is an instant story for us. In a city of many, many millions of people, you could really live with anyone. And Danielle Miller was described in this. And perhaps that's the reason why it seems that the ad was very quickly deleted, but there are people who take just as fast screenshots. So.
Yeah, you really can't delete anything in this day and age, right?
No, the internet is forever. I reached out to Danielle for this story. I didn't hear back.
Join the club, Zachary. Danielle doesn't want to talk to the New York Post. And we already know she doesn't want to talk to me, but she is talking. Earlier this year, an interviewer asked her, quote,
I saw you guys were looking for a roommate.
And Danielle responded, quote,
No, we're not looking for a roommate.
So who posted that on Facebook?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I saw you guys were looking for a roommate.
No, we're not looking for a roommate.
So who posted that on Facebook?
This little 19-year-old girl who rented the room from us for 1 month that decided to tell us she wanted to move out. I don't even want to say her name because she's like from Pensacola, Florida, and like just came to New York to be an actress and like thought that she could make like, she was like, oh, like this New York Magazine article just came out. Like, I'm going to get my name in this. Like, I'm going to put this on Facebook, then sell it to the Post or whatever. Give it to the Post.
But if that were true, and the actress slash roommate who made the post was just looking for publicity, as Danielle says, why didn't she want to talk to Zachary Cusin at the New York Post? They've got millions of readers. And why doesn't she want to talk to me on Queen of the Con? We've got millions of downloads. Between the two of us, Zachary and I could have given her tons of publicity. Anyway, Danielle continues her explanation, or rather, spin-splanation.
Now I literally won't have anybody in my apartment. Like, there's no one allowed to be in my apartment. Like, nobody. Because I trust no one, and I was nothing but nice to this girl. I also did a really good job of keeping my friend's name out of any articles that were written about me prior. Like, this person that I'm living with, like, his name is not mentioned anywhere, and he's been my best friend for a long time. Then his name is put in this New York Post article and in the real estate section? Like, what are you doing?
The name of that current roommate, who Danielle says is, quote, her best friend, who got mentioned in that New York Post article, is club promoter Brett Joseph. He doesn't want to talk to me either, but as luck would have it, it's a small world after all.
So there's this kid named Brett who knows me, and we had probably met at some point.
Remember Mackenzie Day, Danielle Miller's former business partner and victim, who she tells everyone is her boyfriend? Turns out Danielle's current roommate, Brett, knows Mackenzie and actually bragged to him about being her roommate.
Recently, during the Bitcoin conference, it was in Miami, and we had ran into each other at a house party at some point, you know? And so he's like, Mackenzie, and he yells across, we're going into this house. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, who knows me here? No one should. Like, you know, and all of a sudden he's like, oh my God. He's like, holy shit, I haven't seen you, this and that, New York. Da, da, da. He's like, when are you coming back? And I was like, I left. Like, I live in Niagara Falls now. I had, you know, a different change. And so he's like, you're never going to guess. He's like, let me tell you when we get upstairs. We get upstairs. And this guy's like, yeah. So he's like, you're never going to guess. He's like, I have both your ex-girlfriends living in my house. I'm like, excuse me? I was like, both my ex-girlfriends. I was like, I'm like thinking back through my history and my short history of New York. And I'm like, there's no possible way. I was like, are you talking about so-and-so? And he's like, yeah, yeah. But also Danny. And I was like, what? And I was like, you live with Danny? Are you insane? And he's like, I was like, oh shit. You're the place that she's staying in. I was like, are you insane? I was like, you've been exposing our friends to this woman. And so like, nah, it really put it all together. Like, this is like a crash pad for like starving artists and like, you know, anyone who wants to go there at 4 a.m. after parties and shit like that. So it's a lot of people. And so that's how, you know, the girl that I was dating, I am not now, because she was part of that scene and just couldn't get it together.
Is that Julia Cornell? Because she's mentioned in an article.
No. Neither. This girl, she was totally outside of all of it. She had only been staying there a couple. She rented it from him for like 2 months. This was recently. And then I was like, fuck off. And then I left that area and I called her immediately. I was like, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, get out of that house immediately, pack your shit and move. And she's like, what? You're scaring me. Why? I was like, you're by Danielle Miller. And she's like, what? I was like, Danny. She's like, oh, that's the girl who had called me. Oh, your fiance? And I was like, no. And so I was like, did she ever go in your stuff? Did she ever touch your phone? Because this girl, you know, she's like, doesn't have her stuff together as much as I wish she would, because she's, once again, beautiful, talented. But like, I was like, I just know that she has a couple late nights and passes out and lets people just go through anything of any of her shit. And so that was the person who was like, oh man. And I was like, do you need to like change everything? Like she's like, no, nothing happened. I was like, if you were in that house, something happened. Like you're a victim. I was like, I'm sorry, but you're just not that up on your shit. And it would be super easy for anyone to go through any of your stuff. Like you need to get this done. And so that was one of the roommates at the time. So you know.
So, but you don't remember meeting Brett Joseph, but he knew you.
I mean, big city kind of stuff. But I mean, he's quite, and I mean this in the best way, but he's unmemorable, right? He's like, you know, there's nothing that, like, he's a guy, he's cool.
I'm going to use that line. Listen, I mean this in the best way. You're just unmemorable.
Yeah, like there's nothing, you know, totally average dude. I'm sure he's, you know, whatever. Probably should pick his friends better. But whatever he's doing, like it was just nothing that really stuck in my brain of being like, you're this guy, you know? And then a lot of that stuff that had to do with Danielle, like I was just like just pulled it right out.
So, turned off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now Danny has an influx of all these like what I would call victims, like all these people coming over that are trashed, and she's like her parlor trick, you know. And it's like now she's getting this notoriety for being like, and it's like people are so like they're like, oh my god, like, you know, it's like so LA, so New York, like, you know, just being like, oh, you're in the, you know, no one's really thinking like, oh, she's probably stealing your data. And then Brett is living through vicariously through the notoriety of like, oh yeah, I got Danny Miller in here, pro con artist. You know, it's like these people just want to be a part of it, you know? And then it's like, you look at New York, you look at LA, and it's like this like upcoming model society of like all these broke artists and shit. So, you know, it's like whatever it is, but it's still like some, like once again, a parlor trick, you know, for the most part.
Mackenzie Day is actually spot on about the parlor trick. During my investigation, I dig up a former roommate of Danielle's when she lived in Los Angeles. At first, she doesn't want to talk to me, but in my mind, since this woman was her roommate, I just know Danielle had to have scammed her at some point. So I keep calling, and finally, she agrees to share her harrowing experience.
Danielle and I were roommates, and she's hurt hundreds of people. I'm sorry to those people that we all fell for it.
Taylor Furcus lived with Danielle Miller in Los Angeles back in 2014, 3 years before Danielle ever met Mackenzie Day. She's 31 years old with long blonde hair and kind hazel blue eyes. Taylor had a bunch of media outlets reach out to her about Danielle Miller, and she refused to talk to them.
I don't want to support that kind of a story. She did so much wrong and she has screwed so many people over. Like, what about the people that are hurting from all of this?
Taylor's a successful career woman now, but boy, did Danielle Miller do a number on her 8 years ago through a series of unconscionably cruel and calculated cons. And Taylor's never talked about what happened to her publicly until now.
Out of everyone who reached out to you, you're talking to me. I'm honored.
Thanks. Well, you made it, I guess, comforting. When you said that you've dealt with someone, I kind of felt like a little bit of a comfort with it because it is super embarrassing and I don't like talking about it.
As the victim of a con artist, I instantly identify with other victims, and they seem to instantly identify with me. There's just something about falling for an elaborate scam perpetrated by someone you care about, someone you swear you know really well, that just stays with you forever, and it leaves a permanent scar. The elaborate scam Danielle Miller pulls on Taylor Furcus is one I've never even heard of, and I would have sworn I've heard them all at this point.
How did you meet Danielle Miller?
So I met Danielle maybe a couple of months after I moved to LA at a local rock bar that my friends and I would hang out at. My friends played music every Sunday, and one of the band DJs that they recruited was her boyfriend at the time. And so we just became friends with each other. It started off just seeing each other weekly on Sunday nights, and then it just kind of progressed, I guess, into a friendship, if you will. I hate referring to it as that after everything. That I'm from a super small town in the Midwest. So my first impression of her being a New Yorker was that she was kind of like, she just kind of seems like this big party girl that knew a lot of people, had a lot of connections, and she knew how to have a good time. I thought she was very friendly. She was outgoing. She definitely knew how to make friends, she would make it known that, like, she had money and she was a trust fund baby because of her parents' background, of her dad being a big lawyer in New York and her mom was, like, an original rockhead. And she would kind of refer to herself as, like, there was one time a little bit later in our friendship where she would say that the story of Gossip Girl was kind of based on the school that she went to, which I believe was Horace Mann was the name of it.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, I feel like I've kind of, like, mentally blocked out a lot of my time with her.
How do you go from being casual friends to becoming roommates with Danielle Miller?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
How do you go from being casual friends to becoming roommates with Danielle Miller?
So at the time, I was living in NoHo, and I was working in Hollywood. I didn't have a car, and it was when Lyft and Uber had just started coming out, so I was using or public transportation. And Danielle had brought up the idea to me because my lease was about to be over in a couple of months with who I was currently living with. And then she had brought up to me, she was like, oh, my lease is coming up too. Like, let's move to Hollywood. You'll be closer to work. You'll be able to walk to work instead of using public transportation. It'll be safer, like giving all of these great ideas. And it sounded fun and different. And like, I felt like it was kind of going to get me out of my comfort zone because I was hanging out with the same people all the time. Not that that's a bad thing, but just like, you know, there's so many people that live in LA. Why not like make more friends or meet more people?
Yeah. Expand your social circle network.
Yeah. So she convinced me to do it. And she was like, we were going to live in a nice apartment building right on Hollywood and Highland. We were living at the Jefferson right across from the W.
That seems super expensive to me.
Oh, it was. I was like, I don't know if I can afford that. Like, I'm sorry. And so she was like, you can just pay this much and I'll cover the rest. I think I was paying her like $1,000 a month, because at the time I was serving and bartending, so I was just paying everything in cash to her. So there's like no trail of me paying her rent, you know, whatever.
So you'd give her your portion of the rent every month in cash?
Yeah.
The rent for that two-bedroom luxury apartment in Hollywood is close to $3,000 a month back in 2014. Taylor is under the impression Danielle is a, quote, trust fund baby who's happy to pay the lion's share of the rent. But when they move in together, it's not long before Taylor notices something really odd.
That kind of like felt like she was never really moving in. There was always boxes everywhere. She was never really unpacking any of her stuff. And I'd be like, so are we gonna like get a couch? Are we gonna get a TV? It just kind of felt like her stuff was just literally everywhere and like I was fully moved in, but it never fully turned into an apartment.
At this point, Taylor has no idea. What she's witnessing is an elaborate con in progress. And it would take her months before she finally figures out what Danielle's actually up to. Eventually, though, the clues start piling up, literally.
I was noticing we were getting letters of not paying rent. I would confront her about it and I'd be like, hey, we just got a letter that we owe like 2 months of rent. Like, what's going on? Because I've been paying you. You're supposed to be paying this. And she was just like, oh yeah, I'm going to take care of it. I'm so sorry. Like, I've been super busy with work, blah, blah, blah. Because she was working at the time in the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce.
But as the months pass, the eviction notices keep coming. Here in Los Angeles, it can take a really long time for a landlord to actually evict a tenant for not paying rent. Sometimes an entire year. And while all this is going on, Taylor is continuing to give Danielle $1,000 in cash every month to pay her part of the rent. And Danielle continues to explain away all the eviction notices that keep appearing, telling Taylor, don't worry, she's handling it.
And finally, one day, she's not home. I come home and there's like the big, you know, eviction notice, be out in whatever it is, 3 days, or wow, we're taking your stuff and locking the doors.
Oh my God.
And at this time, Danielle's like on her birthday trip in like Thailand or Bali, I don't even know, Dubai, somewhere overseas with her boyfriend. So I'm texting her, messaging her on Facebook, like, hey, we're getting evicted. Like, what's going on? I've been paying you all this rent. Like, what are you doing? And she just kind of turns the story into like, it's my birthday. Why are you making me feel like such a bad friend on my birthday? Like, whatever, narcissistic, if you will.
Such a narcissist. I was thinking that. That is telltale. It's like they turn it on you. Like, now you're attacking me. Meanwhile, you're getting evicted because she didn't pay rent.
Right. Like, to get a notice like that from the sheriff's department, you probably haven't paid rent in what, like 6 months at least?
Yeah.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I just paid for this girl's vacation for her birthday, probably. Like, she's just been taking all this cash from me.
Did a sheriff ever show up to kick you out? Like, how did that end? How'd you get out of there?
So when that happened, I came home, saw that letter and like freaked out, called some of my best girlfriends. And thankfully I had family that lived down the street in San Diego. And I told them the story. They had met Danielle a couple of times. And they were like, yeah, you can come and move in with us, like move down here and we'll help in any way that you can. So in 3 days, I packed up all my stuff, thankful for my girlfriends that helped me, and I got out. I left the door unlocked with all of Danielle's stuff in it. And she finally came back from her trip, her birthday trip, and then accused me of stealing like all of her expensive name brand clothes, shoes, all of it. And she's like, I'm gonna sue you for stealing all this from me. And I'm like, sis, I moved out. I left my stuff. We were getting evicted. I left the door unlocked. If somebody wanted to walk in and take your stuff, then that's who did it. Like, I'm not touching your things. I want nothing to do with your stuff. Like, you've screwed me over so much. Like, please don't talk to me or threaten me anymore.
I guarantee you that whole trick to make you move in together, that was just to shake you down for money every month. She was never gonna pay rent.
Yeah. And I get like, I look back on it and I think like, why me? You know? And then I'm like, oh, because I'm the nice girl from the Midwest who loves everybody and is so friendly to everybody, like, yeah, you can take advantage of me because I'm not going to stick up for myself or put my foot down or whatever because I want to help everybody.
And I think it speaks to a level of inhumanity that someone like you who just moved to LA, who doesn't know anyone, she's going to scam you. You don't even have a lot of money. But I'm telling you, that apartment thing, that was a scheme. And even you said it yourself. It didn't look like she was moving in.
Right.
That was just set up to scam you. Until you told me this scheme, I'd never heard of it. Trick someone into getting an apartment, tell them they don't have to pay the whole half rent, just pay what they can. And you can go by so many months before they actually evict you because she got an eviction notice and she goes on vacation? Like, in what world does that make any sense? How crazy would it be if you find out she's doing that to 10 different young women like yourself? Like, she's got 10 apartments sharing with all of them and they're giving her $1,000 a month and she's not really paying the rent and she's just waiting to get evicted. Because when you call to tell her, hey, we're getting evicted, did she seem concerned?
Not really.
At this time, when the eviction notices start showing up, Danielle Miller is working at the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce in their events and marketing department. And if you recall what her former business partner, Mackenzie Day, says in episode 3...
Basically, anywhere she's worked, she's stole people's information.
Well, right before Taylor moves all her stuff out of that luxury Hollywood apartment they're both getting evicted from, she makes a startling discovery that appears to confirm what Mackenzie says.
When I was packing up all of my stuff because we were evicted, I did go through her room because, you know, girls like share each other's clothes and shoes and whatever. So I did go into her room and I did see, I found a huge sheet of paper of people that she worked with all of their bank account information and all of their names.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
Keep in mind, at this point, Taylor is a small town girl from Wisconsin, getting evicted by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Office, even though she's been paying rent in cash to Danielle the entire time. She was in a state of shock and in a hurry to pack up all her stuff and leave. She didn't have the presence of mind to report Danielle Miller to police. And the thought that her friend, her roommate, could be a sophisticated con artist just never occurred to her.
Whatever. I was young, I was dumb, 21, naive, whatever. Learned from my mistakes.
You have to understand, you did not make a mistake. You were just being a kind person, and she's an evil con artist who used you and scammed you. It wasn't a mistake you made.
I feel like I've kind of just accepted it.
I'm glad we're speaking because I think you need someone to look you in the eye and tell you, this was not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not dumb or naive or young. She's a con artist and you were in her path. That's it.
I guess so, yeah.
Taylor's eyes well up as I'm talking to her because for the past 8 years, she's blamed herself for what happened and it really wasn't her fault at all. She did nothing wrong.
At some point, you gotta blame the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
And this rent scam is not the only con Danielle pulls on Taylor. Early on, Danielle figures out a clever way to trick Taylor into using a stolen credit card. And by now, we all know, stolen credit cards are Danielle's jam.
When we first moved in, she was like, my mom is so excited for us, like as a little like gift to us for, you know, getting this place and celebrating, my mom is gonna pay for our Ubers. And she was like, here, what's your Uber account? Let's put this card number on it. Or this is my mom's card, let's put it on. Fast forward, whatever, you know, the card ends up being like declined, all these charges are going on. And to this day, I am banned from Uber and I can no longer use it.
So she was using a stolen credit card on your Uber account and then used you to book rides for her.
Yeah.
Because it's her mother's credit card, she says.
Yeah.
How much money was charged to Uber?
Thousands of dollars. And, you know, of course, Uber is like, you can pay it. And I'm just like, I'm not paying that. Like, I didn't take those rides. Like, they're not me.
You're lucky police didn't show up at your door.
I know. I don't know how.
I can tell you how. It's because you live in LA at the time and they have so many credit card fraud cases, you just fell through the cracks. But Police could have shown up at your door and said, we have evidence you're using a stolen credit card. You're under arrest.
Right.
And the final con Danielle Miller pulls on Taylor causes her years of anguish and buckets of tears. In 2014, Danielle figures out a duplicitous way to get Taylor to take the fall for a scam she pulls. And Taylor is suddenly named as a co-defendant in court proceedings.
And I'll never forget, like, she did it in the middle of the night. She came up and woke me up in the middle of my sleep before I had to go to work. She was like, here's the check, like, sign it. Here, I gotta take care of this.
Next time on Queen of the Con.
So when I first got served the papers, I reached out to her and I was like, hey, Danielle, like, I'm just getting this, like, what's going on? And, you know, she turns it into, like, I'm sorry, like, my dad will take care of it.
Danielle Miller is finally forced to face the music.
This person is more dangerous with a cell phone than anybody I know with a firearm.
And she's ready to sing.
I just have a couple of clarifications before I say what my statement is.
Portions of public statements made to the media by Danielle Miller were dramatized verbatim in this episode, as were questions and comments from those interviewing her. If you're enjoying Queen of the Con, click share and send it to your friends and family. Also, leave us a 5-star review. Reviews increase the odds that other listeners like you will find us. Queen of the Con, The Rich Girl, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartMedia. Hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers, Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions and Eliza Rosen for AYR Media. Executive producer, Paulina Williams. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer, Evan Goldstein. Segment producer, Kathy Abraham. Senior associate producer, Jill Pashesnik. Coordinator, George Pham. Sound design by Tim Mulhern. Edited and mixed by Tim Mulhern. Supervising editor, Victoria Chang. Audio engineer, Justin Longerbeam. Studio engineer, Matteo Berrigan. Mastered by Victoria Chang. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartMedia, Maya Howard. Voice acting by Sierra Urbaez and Melina Krolyeski. Court records, police records, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, victim interviews, interviews with investigators, the New York Post, New York Magazine, and Spotify's Forbidden Fruits were the sources used for this season of Queen of the Con.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.